Welcome to episode 411 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning.
That was a very robust good morning that you...
Wasn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not used to saying good morning. Mm-hmm. I'm usually just a morning guy. Because to me, no morning is ever good.
I like good morning when I'm talking. I like morning when I'm texting to set the tone.
Mm.
Like if you don't get a good morning and you get a morning or something like that, I like people to know, especially my work phone. Some people be like, good morning. I'm like, morning. Because I want to understand, like, we need to dial it back a little bit.
Right.
Like maybe it's not going to be the day that you want it to be.
It's never going to be the day I want it to be.
Right. So I like to dial it back through that.
Because the moment I have to get up for work is the moment it's not going to be the day I want it to be.
Yeah. I hate waking up. I hate the way I feel when I wake up. Everything hurts when I wake up.
Really? I thought your bed took care of that.
No, I mean, it just anytime I sleep, it don't matter where I'm at.
Hmm.
Like I wake up with like a slight headache. I'm always a little bit groggy when I wake up.
Oh, yeah. Groggy's a thing. I get that.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the way I feel when I wake up. And I've been doing more manual labor lately, so I feel like everything's sore.
It probably is. See?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
That's a slippery slope you start going down, bro.
Yeah, I was looking at Christmas list. I pretty much just put tools on there.
Really?
I think I've slowly just turned into that guy.
That's no fun.
Yeah, I think I've slowly just turned into like a DIYer. A weekend warrior, as they call it.
Yeah.
Just a project guy now.
That seems exciting, I guess, for you. Yay.
I guess. I don't know if it is or it isn't. I will say that I've enjoyed it so far. I don't know if I'll be enjoying it in like 5 years. Like never getting a rest on a weekend, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll continue to enjoy that.
I know I wouldn't, but I have enough self-awareness that I'm like the only person that doesn't like overestimate my laziness. I don't understand why, because I'm literally truthful with people about it.
Yeah, things have certainly changed for me now where, you know, I used to look at something and be like, I need to find a solution for that. Now I'm like, I think I could build a solution for that.
Mm.
And I don't know that that's accurate, but that's I think that now. Like, I think I'm like, I'll just build something for
that. Oh, now you're just the guy. You're just Bob the Builder now.
Yeah. Bob Vila. Remember him?
I do remember him.
Shout out to Bob. Was it this old house?
This old house.
That show still comes on minus Bob. Is Bob dead?
I don't think Bob's dead. I think it's just reruns on like PBS or something.
It comes on now with a new host as well.
Oh.
It may just be on YouTube.
Maybe Bob doesn't want to do it anymore.
Producer Gerald's in the house.
Hello, everybody.
Is there a death date for...
No, he's still alive. He's 74.
Okay.
Oh, he's in his prime.
No. No. His prime is long gone.
No, he's fine.
No,
he's fine.
No, nobody's fine at 74.
Can we get a current picture of him? He looks good. Look at that vest. Puffy vest on.
He does have
he still looks
a puffy vest. He's got the... Kind of looks like a grown-up Marty McFly there. What's going on?
Sort of like someone just popped his head on old Marty McFly's body. He still looks good.
I guess.
When I say pull up a picture of Bob Vila and you pull that up, I understand that's Bob Vila. If I saw that guy today at Lowe's, I don't know that I would
know it was Bob Vila. No.
Right. Like, I think he looks like Bob Vila, but I don't think I ever think about Bob Vila.
No. Like, if I saw that guy in Lowe's, I probably wouldn't even be like, wow, that guy looks like Bob Vila.
No, you wouldn't be like that.
I would just be like, I wouldn't do anything. I'd probably just walk past him because he's just another guy in Lowe's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was at Lowe's 2 days ago, Black Friday.
As was I.
Mm-hmm. I was there. No, it was Saturday. Saturday morning I went there because I went to Gimme a 5 and I had an hour to kill before they opened. So I went to Lowe's and I was walking, minding my own business, looking to see what they had left from Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman said, can you help me? And because I'm a handyman, I'm like, sure, what's up? And the guy's like, I need to get this door. He's got the cart that's used for like stacking wood where it's got like the slits in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he already had it full of wood. I'm like, where are you going to put the door? He's like, well, that's what I need help with. Well, I don't work here. Like, I thought you wanted help picking something up. I'm not going to come up with a strategy for you. Like, if you want help putting it somewhere, show me where you want it. But, like, I'm not going to find the solution for how you're going to haul this out. So I just said, I think you have the wrong kind of cart. You need the flat cart to also put that on. or you need another one of the ones like you have that's not full of wood. And he's like, oh, so I should get another cart? How did you get here?
Not in a cart.
Like, how did you make it to the store and get as far as you've gotten without my help? I should get another cart. What else do you want? I mean, you want to pack it on your back? I'll load it on your back.
Yeah.
So that frustrated me. And then I was like, I need to immediately leave because I think there's a guy looking for a cart that's going to want my help after. So now I got to go. They had the little giant ladder, the one that's like 45 positions.
Yep.
I thought about getting it. That's what I was trying to look at when he approached me.
They're pretty handy.
I have a ladder.
I have one.
I don't have that ladder. You have that ladder?
No.
Yeah, I just have a regular ladder.
I do. I have a... No, I have one of the... It's... I have one of the little giant ladders, but it's one of the older ones.
Yeah.
It's just got sliders on either side. And then you pop it and make it little and just hang it on the wall.
It's that 22-foot one, Gerald. I think it's like the first image down there that's big. But it does like all the stuff.
It does you all the different.
Yeah, long ladder. You can put it on the step, short ladder.
Oh, yeah, I can do that with mine.
Step stool. But it was $129. So I thought about that, but I was like, I don't think I need that. But I do need that.
Yeah, I have that. It comes in handy. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
Except for when you flip it all the way out, you know, and use it like an actual ladder, like the actual 22-foot ladder.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel quite as sturdy as it does as the other way.
Is it because you know that it hinges in the middle?
I don't know. But, whoa.
What is it? Gerald's pulled up the most sketchiest video of all time.
I know.
Why was that guy doing it on ice anyways? Oh, I do like that, though. He just slung that leg down.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's got like those. Oh, yeah. I like that a lot. Making me think I should have bought this thing. I'm all the time on unstable ground now that I think about it. But anyways, yeah, so that was weird. That guy freaked me out a little bit because I thought he just wanted help picking something up. I didn't know he wanted help with life.
Right.
You know, that's the problem with a Black Friday weekend. It brings everybody out.
Everybody.
You could tell that guy's not used to shopping because he's like, how do I even get the door?
Of course, I didn't run into any of that when I was at Lowe's, so.
Yeah. That's the only person. It usually never happens. I could watch this video about this ladder all day.
I know, stop. Me too.
I could stop. Because this is the thing where like an infomercial is perfect for.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, I do that. I don't do any of that shit, but I think I do all of that.
Right.
I have a great stepladder, but it's like replaces your stepladder. I'm like, I'll throw that thing out.
That thing's garbage.
Perfectly. Yeah. It doesn't do that leg thing. So probably didn't. So shout out to Lil Jon. If you guys are listening and want to sponsor the show, hit us up. podcast@gamestitch.com.
Yes.
We'll do it for three ladders. Oh, but we're even the 17 foot. We won't be picky.
No.
Just make sure it does that leg thing.
It's got to have the ratchet legs, I guess, is what they call it.
Yeah, not and when we say ratchet, we mean like the good kind.
Yeah, not like
you have to be careful.
Not like your
ratchet
ass haircut. No,
not just your ratchet ass ladder. We mean like your ratchet ladder, your ratchet leg ladder. If we had any chance of them getting them to pick us up, we lost it when you called them ratchet.
I didn't call them ratchet.
I want your ratchet ass leg ladder. So, yeah. My Black Friday was weird. I didn't go anywhere that people go. Everything's been online for 2 weeks.
Yeah, same
Black
thing.
Black Friday was just weird.
I didn't go anywhere. I happened to find, I did some research. We have a basement, we have our first level, we have our second level. And the only place we have any carpet is upstairs. So that's where our main vacuum is. And anytime we want to do anything with it, I got to carry it down the stairs because I'm a gentleman. So,
and is that the robot you're talking about? Or
no, I have the Roomba. I have the Roomba downstairs.
And then you have also a vacuum.
And then I have an actual vacuum, like a Shark vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
For upstairs. But my wife wanted, you know, we have three animals in the house.
Yeah.
And we also have, you know, the stairs that go up. and it's a pain in the ass with that big ass shark. So my wife wanted something for down here, or she did. I guess we both did, to also do, like, you know, because, you know, D-Bot does a good job, but sometimes you just got to hit it with a really good cleaning.
I'm a firm believer that even with robot vacuums, you should own a... I mean, I vacuum once a week with a real vacuum, even though I have robots.
Right. And
you should.
So what I do with the robot is... Or the robot runs half the time because of the animals. It gets caught on something, usually one of their fucking blankets. So it doesn't get through everything. So what I end up... Since downstairs is just two rooms and it's hardwood and tile, I bought... Got a cordless vacuum for downstairs for us to use.
Like a stick vac?
A stick vac, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I got the Kenmore. It was on sale for Black Friday.
I have a Ryobi.
So I picked that up. And
they're great.
Tried it. It's got little LED lights on front so you can really see the hair.
Yeah, I don't know about the headlight, but they're stick vacs are great. I love them.
Oh, the headlight's great.
I like a vacuum that is robust in feel, but also small in footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And mine has got weight to it.
Mine does too. Mine's also got the... Does yours have the detachable where it attaches off for a hand vac?
Yeah, but it's like the world's heaviest hand vac at that point.
Yeah, see, this one isn't that bad.
Oh, mine is. Mine's like walk around with a cinder block, and they'll suck the paint off the wall when you put it in that mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like I have the old school Dirt Devil.
Oh, well, really old.
Mounted to the wall.
Yeah.
I like it for small jobs. There's mine right there, the tall green one.
Well, there's a couple of tall green ones on there.
I think they're all the same. I think they only make one stick vac.
Oh.
But that little hand vac it shows you is not what it breaks off into. Okay, yeah, so.
So that's yours?
Let me move this weird picture in picture. I've got my video picture on top of Gerald's picture. I'm about to have this.
Uh-huh.
There we go. Yeah, so that's mine.
Okay.
More or less.
Mine is the Kenmore.
There's something weird about the way that one looks. It's like missing something off of it. Oh, the battery's not on it.
The battery's not on it, yes.
That's the one I have, yeah. And it's awesome as a vacuum, but it's as shitty as a hand vac.
Yeah, see, mine doesn't have... Mine you actually have to plug into the wall.
Something was wrong with that first one. It didn't have a handle on it. That's what's wrong with it.
Hmm.
That handle piece was missing from that first one you pulled up. That's my exact one. It's got that bin down there where it holds everything, that clear bin with the filter. Yeah. And then you could take off the head down there and just have the long pipe, or you can take that whole pipe off, and their hand vac is that thing up top.
Yeah, that's how mine is. It attaches in both places. Mine's the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're handy.
Mine is probably not as heavy duty as that one.
That one's... very heavy.
Yeah, I think it was 100. This one's pretty light, the one I have. I just found it on... I did some research, and because I didn't want to spend an outrageous amount of money on it, but I didn't want to get the cheapest one either, because that's just
right.
That's just kind of how I shop. I always go in the middle, and so I picked that up, and so far I've been happy with it. I've only used it a couple times. I don't think she's used it yet, but. It seems to work. It doesn't have a removable battery. You do have to plug the whole thing into the wall.
Mm.
And I'm afraid I'm going to have to give my DIY skills.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
And because I think I got to find some way to mount it to the wall. It doesn't come with a wall mount.
No, mine came with a wall mount. You just hang it up.
Yeah, mine doesn't. And I think that's... I need one.
Now, Gerald's found a video of a guy hating on my vacuum.
How do you know he's hating on it?
Look. Because it says five worst things about it.
Oh.
See how it is, though?
Yeah.
All the weight's in that battery.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's probably what the guy's complaining about.
I don't know. He looks like a douche, because look how he has everything mounted on his wall.
I wish my garage looked like that. Hey, pull up mine, Gerald, the Kenmore.
Pull up Dan's garage.
Not my garage. Kenmore... stick vac, I guess. Try.
Now, while you're doing that, Gerald, can you type and talk? Do you have a stick vac?
Do I? Oh, he can do both. Got it.
Do I have a stick vac?
Yeah.
We have a stick, a shop vac, a normal vacuum cleaner.
Oh, y'all are like collectors.
And like three like minis.
Holy shit. Right there, that first one, Gerald, that CSV Go, that's the one I have. That's the one I picked up.
Oh, yeah, it looks almost exactly the same.
Except for it's not that color. Mine is gray and white.
Oh, you didn't get the seafoam one?
I did not, no.
I like that blue.
No, I didn't get the baby teal.
Baby teal. I had a Dyson, but I sold it. Never used it. Heard good things, but I got it to give me a five, and I turned it for a profit.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm. I also got my Ryobi there, too. And I'd already used it, so I was like, damn, if I got them at the same time, I would have kept the Dyson for myself. But I have some. I have like a Ryobi pole saw and a weed eater and the underwater vacuum I used to use for the pool. So I've got a bunch of stuff that already had batteries for the Ryobi. All the batteries are the same.
So that's good. That comes in handy.
Yeah. Can you give me some of that video, Gerald? On that page you're on, I think like the third one down, some video. Can I see it in action?
See it in action. There it is.
Let me see what this. Yeah, let me see how this. He won't find the video like he did for mine where the guy's shitting on it, but he'll find this.
He might.
Proper video. There we go. Let's see how it works in tight spots.
It works great in tight spots.
I think that's what that video said.
I've used it.
Yeah, see, mine has that attachment as well.
Mine does too, but that's not what I use. I mean,
I've literally never used that ever, but I have that.
I use it on the stairs.
It looked like a rabbit pooped right there.
What is that?
It's rabbit poop.
Is that what they call dust bunnies?
No, that was like solid. I don't know what that was. That's some random ass amount. Lithium ion battery too, 21.6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think mine runs for 40 minutes either.
Mine runs for 40 minutes. I tested it.
I don't think... Just started it. Started.
I did.
Timer.
Yeah, because it's just that's one button. Shit. You don't have to hold the button down. You just push the button and it turns on.
Hey, that had a stand with it.
No, I don't think it. Mine didn't come with a stand.
He attached it to something. That looks like a fucking space gun when you separate it.
It does. I was playing with it yesterday
like a
that way.
Blaster. Yeah. Kind of shit is that?
But no, that's what's nice is you and a lot of them on the cordless See? Ones, you got to like hold down the button and it stops when you let it go. But on this one,
you need
one,
to buy that piece.
What's that?
You need to buy that piece right there.
I do need to buy that piece right there.
Does yours have that fucking Alexa, blue Alexa light up top?
It does. Yeah.
Damn. That thing looks bright. I can't tell if they just photoshopped
it's not
it to
that
this
bright.
Reference.
It's not that bright.
It's like you light up a room with that thing.
That just lets you know when it's charging, and that's your battery indicator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super handy.
Yeah, that piece is probably cheap because all it is a piece of plastic. You thread the plug through.
Right.
Would be my guess.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad we could open up the show with vacuum cleaner talk.
I know. Everybody's got to love that, huh?
A lot of times I'm like, I bet that was boring. This time, I know it was. So there's no reason for me to think about whether or not it was. I know that that was not exciting. We weren't even talking about cool vacuums or robots, but we were talking about just regular ass vacuums.
Cordless ones, though.
About 30 minutes.
Which those are a relatively new phenomenon.
They're not new enough anyone wants to hear about them on a video game show.
That's true. But they are still a relatively new phenomenon.
Do they still make Oryx that look like the ones from 1982?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and they make a Vitamix that looks like it's from 1914.
Really?
And at first, I was like, who would buy that? And the more I keep thinking about that blender and how old school it looked, then I'm like, that's why people buy it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just Vitamix's thing. That red one right there, that's the one Sam's Club has. Second row, first column. Yeah, that's the one Sam's Club has. Look, it's got like three knobs on it. It looks like the most basic thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, it does.
It's like $200 for that. I don't even know what you're blending so hardcore you need that kind of blender for.
That's because it's vintage.
Yeah, Vitamix is like the...
Yeah, it's the top of the line when it comes to blenders if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think we have a Ninja that's way more complicated than I even know how to use.
Yeah.
I've used a blender about three times in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't use a blender much either.
I had a food processor that we used for a while.
Which is, I always have a hard time discerning the difference between a food processor and a blender.
I think it's just a bigger blender.
Okay.
Like designed for like more chopping. So like I have real bad issues with my eyes and onions.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm full baby mode with an onion.
Okay. You want
Not only
those?
Do I tear up, but my eyes hurt for like the rest of the day. So a food processor was nice. I could just throw it in there and zip, zip, zip. But then those little fucking chopping blocks came along. Those little, where you just cut the onion in half, throw it in there, and smash it down.
Uh-huh.
They're way easier to clean right. than the food processor was. Okay, so you can't do soup in a food processor. You can't do smoothies. They're not made for, like, they're made for solids.
Yes.
Minced vegetables, shredded cheese. You can make nut butter in either one of them, which is an oddly specific thing on this list that Gerald has pulled up. Anytime I'm browsing around, like, how could I make nut butter with the ingredients I have at home? I know that I could do food processor or
yeah,
blender.
Okay, so apparently a blender won't do solids.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, Instapot makes a blender. I saw this doing blender research after I went down that Vitamix rabbit hole. They make one that's heated. You actually cook your soup in it after you blend it up.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But like, the only purpose that serves is soup.
Well, soup,
maybe
yogurt,
you could do some
something
sort of,
else.
Maybe some dips?
Yeah. You could do like a buffalo chicken in there as long as you use shredded chicken.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. How much there that thing is. Go for? $799?
No, $100.
That's it?
Yep, $100 at Sam's Club.
Oh, shit, I need two.
Yeah, you can do a cold and a warm. That's my warm blender.
A cooking $79.
Blender. Maybe that's how much it was.
Instant Pot's all the fucking rage now, man.
Yeah, Instant Pot, if you want to sponsor the show, all it takes is three blenders. We'll open with ladders and we'll finish with blenders. All right, we have to stop. We have to stop blenders. We have to stop ladders. We have to stop vacuums. It has to end. Oh. We're going to talk about video games.
Yes.
So I'm going to start with a complaint.
Oh.
You don't even know about this complaint.
I don't.
It's not a bad complaint, but for transparency purposes, I want to make sure that I'm throwing it all out there. So I had an early night the other night. I was able to get on and play some games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing Luna. I've been playing Assassin's Creed on.
I know where you're going with this.
Valhalla on the Luna. It's like
7:30. With this.
It's like 7:30. So I'm like, I can't wait to play. I've got a couple hours.
So was this like Thursday, probably Wednesday or Thursday?
It was like Wednesday or Thursday.
I know what your complaint is.
So I get ready to play and I start Luna. I got on the TV, the Fire TV Cube, also amazing. I'll talk about that when I haven't bored you guys to death at some other point. It's great. But so I fire Luna up. I'm like, hey, start Luna. It starts. Everything's great. Grab my controller, turn it on. It fucking does some symbol things and then it doesn't connect.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, well, I'm not sure what's going on there. So I close it out on my TV and I open it back up and it won't connect. So then I restart my Fire TV and I go back in and it won't reconnect. I go in the app. It says it's offline. And I'm like, what is going on?
Do you know what the problem was? Did you finally find out?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay.
So I go through the process like 25 more times because I'm like, I have time to play right now. So then it won't ever work. So then I put it away. I get my laptop out. And I'm like, let me connect to my laptop first. And then maybe I'll jump over. So I go through all of it. It won't work. At this point, I'm like deregistering the controller and registering it back over and over. I did everything you could do. And then I Google it and everybody's like, my controller doesn't work.
Apparently it was AWS.
Yeah, so then once everybody says that, I went over to Reddit and I found somebody who posted
That's where I found it. It was Reddit.
Yeah, who posted what Amazon sent them back. And basically, yeah, the servers for the controllers are separate from their cloud, whatever they call it, are separate from that. And that actually went down. And it was down for a fairly long time.
It was. Amazon had a huge problem with this. I guess it's the Amazon Workshop servers is what they call them, AWS. Apparently it broke like half the internet on Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but the only thing it affected I cared about was my damn controller.
I get it.
And I spent, it was 9 o'clock before I finally was satisfied with the answer. So I spent an hour and a half, didn't play anything, and then it was just time for me to play regular multiplayer. So I was really mad, and I haven't played Luna since, other than to make sure when they said it was resolved that my controller did work.
See,
because at that point, I'm like, what have I screwed up?
I almost texted you to see if you were having trouble, if you tried to connect your Luna that day, because I had trouble as well. Same thing happened to me. Instead of the Luna controlling, it just does that spinning circle like it's looking for something to connect to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Let me Google it. Because I remember reading something earlier in the day about AWS problems. So I'm like, let me go under Google here and see. And it took me to Reddit. And I probably read the same thing from you. I probably read the same exact thing. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it was server issue. Okay.
See, what I was worried about is because I did so much on the back end to try to make it work. I'm like, what have I screwed up now that it's back up? So I turned it on just to make sure everything worked. And as soon as I turned it on, turned the controller on, it synced immediately. Everything was fine. You still can't control the menu if you're on the computer using the controller.
No. Oh, yeah.
You have to navigate with the mouse, which I don't like.
Yeah.
But on the TV, it's really good. I really like Luna, but that pissed me off. Because I had time to play and they weren't ready for
and
me.
And you weren't able to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, so I had that bone to pick.
So yeah, I played a little bit more Luna as well. I got my controller on Sunday.
What do you think of the controller?
The controller feels nice.
Yeah,
it's a good controller. It's got a real nice weight to it. It's a little heavier than the DualShock.
It feels a lot like a Pro controller to me.
A lot like a Pro controller. I like the little bit of added weight to it.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy.
I do like that. It feels more. Back in the day, I used to have a habit of crushing controllers. I don't much anymore. I've zened myself out of that. But the DualShock still feels like, man, I could just crush this under my fucking hands and I don't feel that way about the Luna controller. I probably could. Don't get me wrong, but
you have faith you could break either one of them if you wanted to.
I have faith I could break either one if I wanted to. The DualShock I know because I've done it a bunch.
Mm-hmm. The Luna is a nice controller. The Stadia has a nice controller. I actually think all controllers are pretty nice. I do think weight-wise, the PlayStation, the DualShock, apparently not a problem with the DualSense, but the DualShock did feel the cheapest.
Yes.
But apparently the DualSense is very, he's a thick boy.
Yeah, that's what I understand too. Yep, so I finally got to dig into my Luna a little bit. I did not get Ubisoft Plus yet because right now I'm going through Valhalla and I'm going through that on my PS4. There is no reason for me to pick up Ubisoft Plus when I won't be playing anything on it just yet.
Yep. Now, shout out to them because I was bitching last week about Watch Dogs Legion not being up there. It's up there now. So is The Division 2.
Yes, it is.
And they're both the fucking great version, whatever the ultimate deluxe,
the ultimate
whatever
version is. Yeah.
Yeah. So
now once I do finish Valhalla on here, I will probably be getting it I will probably be getting Ubisoft Plus.
I'm excited.
Positive of that yet, but probably. And I do think I'm going to have to figure out because mine's not wired in. There are a few times when I did come up with some network issues when, you know, I've got two phones, I've got, you know, all the smart home stuff, I've got my computer, PS4, TV on, watching Netflix. When I've got all that on, it runs. I do get some network issues to the point where I get the thing that says network issues detected.
Yeah, I got that when I was playing on my laptop, but since I've been wired on the TV, I've not had any of that. Never said it.
I don't really have a way to wire to my TV. What I'm thinking about doing is either picking up a Wi-Fi extender or picking up a fourth mesh disc.
Yep.
And putting it right next to my TV, and that has an Ethernet port in it. So I could actually go from that right into the Fire Stick and make it happen. I'd have to get an adapter for that, but
with the you did see you can control it with your voice now. You can start Luna with your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there initially.
It wasn't, but it is now.
Yeah, I've been using that. I know I said I was going to talk about it later. This Fire TV Cube is good. If you guys are on the fence about it, it's really good. In a way that I wasn't expecting.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like I fucked up on the getting the stick instead of the cube.
I don't know about the cube. I can't, or the stick. I can't speak to it because I don't have one. The cube is really good.
I like this. The stick works. It does what it's supposed to. But yeah, it just kind of plugs into an HDMI port and hangs there.
Yeah. The cube is an elegant little cube.
Right.
But now I walk in my house and I go, turn the TV on, turn the cable box on. It automatically turns my TV and my soundbar turn each other on when you turn the other one on. So Turn the TV on, that does the TV and the soundbar, turn the cable box on, it turns that on, change the Discovery channel, it changes the channel. I didn't touch anything, which is incredible. And then in the middle of that, I can say, hey, start Luna. And it starts Luna. Just grab the controller and I'm playing. Change inputs. I do everything through my voice now. Like My entire media is now controllable through my voice. And because of my Philips Hue, I have the Hue sync and the lights behind the TV. That's all in there too. So as I'm changing it, switching the lights, it's great. It's fantastic. I really, for the first time, feel like all my media stuff is controllable by your mouth now. Now, here's the next thing. And maybe you can do this and I haven't yet. I need to be able to throw out like 5 commands at once. And I don't think Amazon, I know you're working on it probably, but I need to say turn the TV on, set the volume at 7. Like, I want to be specific about what I want out of the experience.
I understand that.
But volume up, volume down, one up, one down, it does all of that stuff. It'll change to any channel on my cable box. It turns my cable box on and off. Anything with a remote, it'll control. Anything with an IR sensor, it'll control. And it comes with a blaster, too, so if you're like, if your stuff's in a cabinet where you can't reach it good, you can even put that out of there. So it'll control anything that's IR, which is just, it's just real good. I'm a big fan of this device. I'm upset that I waited so long to get it because I wanted it for a while, but I thought it was a waste of money.
Turns out, nope.
It's not. It's good. It would have been worth the money without any Luna support for me.
Right. Okay.
So I'm a big fan of what it's done for my household. So shout out to Amazon. If you want to sponsor the show, Amazon, all it takes is 3 Fire Cubes and one in the bedroom. And then we'll work you in the middle of the show. Sure. You know?
That needs to be the title for this show, by the way. The Rule of 3.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor the show. How about putting a P.O. box in the title? Oh, man. So besides the vacuum, any Black Friday deals?
Nope.
That was it.
I didn't know. Like I said, everything, it's been going on for a month now. Mm-hmm. These Black Friday stuff. So there was nothing. There was a lot of stuff that I was like, ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. But there was nothing that warranted me going ahead and getting it. So
that,
no.
That Fire Stick still on, the Fire Cube still on sale. What if you returned your Fire Stick and got the Fire Cube?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air. I got it. No evidence.
I probably won't. I probably won't. What I'd really like to get is a new TV for in here and then hang this one up outside, and I could use the Fire Stick out there because this isn't a smart TV.
You just buy a Fire TV.
Well, no, but then I have no reason to get the fucking cube.
Yeah, you get a Fire TV and you hang that one outside. The one you have now with a Fire Stick you put outside, then you put replace that one with a Fire TV.
Hold on, what?
Okay.
Say it again.
The one you have now with your Fire Stick, you put that wherever you're talking about outside.
Yeah, out in the garage.
Okay, in the garage. And then the one you get in there, you get a Fire TV, like the TV itself with it all built in.
For my room?
For your room.
Then what do I do with the cube?
You don't need the cube then.
Right, but I want
to. We don't buy the cube.
I want the cube. Cube looks good.
Cube
you're missing
look
the
good.
Whole. You're missing the whole point.
Now, here's one more thing. Because you're putting cameras up, it's nice to say, show me the front door, and it pulls it up on my fucking TV.
Right.
I think you can do that with your Fire Stick.
I think I can, too.
Does your Fire Stick have the Echo part built in? Can you talk to it?
I have to do it through the remote.
Okay. Gotcha. It doesn't have the near field listening or whatever.
No.
You just have the, I have their button on my remote too, but you can also just talk to mine like normal. Now, I will tell you the problem I'm having in Amazon. I'll give you a little free advice here. Put a clock on the cube.
Yeah.
Because my favorite thing about having, I replaced my Show 5 with the cube because I can't put them beside each other.
Uh-huh.
I miss having the clock right there where it was easy for me to see.
The clock is nice.
Yeah. I don't care about the screen functionality, but I like to have the clock. So make a TV cube with the clock on it. I'm also thinking about just plugging my Echo 5 back up on the other side of the entertainment center and turning the mic off.
Hmm.
Just for the screen.
Yeah, could do that.
Yep. I also like the stuff that it scrolls and the different stuff that pops up every now and then. I see something that catches my eye with like a recipe or something.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, shout out to all of those products and just keeping you guys updated on Luna, and we'll continue to do that as we go through this process, this
I'm
beta
telling you
process.
What, I could go down a whole nother rabbit. I like all my Google stuff, and most of my ecosystem is set up for Google. I have a few things for the Amazon, and I could go down a whole nother wormhole with all of this.
Yeah.
I thought about what if I just get rid of all the Google stuff and go everything with Amazon. And then I'm like, then what am I going to do with all the Google stuff I have? My wife will fucking kill me.
Here's what I know. Is it doesn't matter which one you decided to go with. You sort of kind of still want the other one.
Okay, fair enough.
Because
then.
I
it's
went
not
all
just me.
Echo. And I'm like, what if I had Google Homes in every room also? And so I am pretty good. I do have more Google Homes than I use. But I have one hooked up.
But what would be nice, the only thing that I don't like, I understand why they don't do it. It makes complete sense. But I wish that, like, I could hook everything up to both of them and use whichever one I wanted at that time.
Yeah. I like, you know, I talked about it here, but when you ring my doorbell, the Google Home beside my door automatically pops up the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And because it works with the Nest camera, it'll also let me know who's at the door if it knows.
Right.
Which I also like. But I like most of the other integration with my Echo. It's just like that specific feature I need a Google Home for.
Right.
But then as you ask the Google questions and you get different answers than the way that the Echo answers, I'm like, maybe I need both of these everywhere. You know?
I hear
maybe
you, man.
You know?
It's a hill I could fall down all day. I could spend gazillions of dollars on this shit. Mm-hmm.
Also want to give a special shout out to producer Gerald, who got his first Echo
mm-hmm.
as a gift. And we're excited to welcome him into the smart home community.
That's right. He did.
Glad to be a part of it now.
Yeah. So you had been toying with the idea. I think was it last week that we asked you and you were like, eh.
Yeah.
When I get the new house.
Which technically isn't toying with the idea. It's more of a no, but go with it. You can interpret that however you want to, Ryan. That's
right. You got to understand, it has to be a yes for everybody for me. So if you're like, fuck no, I'd be like, he's thinking it over. But you got it as a gift, and now you're already, you don't even have it hooked up yet, I assume, and you're already trying to expand.
Right.
Yep.
Welcome. Do you have it hooked up now?
No, it's not hooked up because she doesn't know where she wants it yet.
But you're already like, I need the doorbell. I need this. I need that. It's not even hooked up yet.
Yeah, I have like 3 questions to ask you later after the show.
Yeah, see, so the urge was already inside of you. You know,
you can ask them now. Go ahead. Put it all out there, man.
The show sucks anyways.
We got to get the show on the road.
No, the show sucks. Go ahead and ask it.
We talked about vacuums, dude. Come on.
Yeah. This is literally the worst show we've ever done, so go ahead.
And ladders. We talked about ladders.
Will the show work with the Kindle?
No. Works with a Fire tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will it work with the Fire Stick?
Yes.
Yes.
As long as they're on the same network.
Okay.
So you'll be able to use your voice to start stuff on the stick.
Yes.
Open Netflix, whatever.
Okay.
For example, I didn't make this clear when we were talking about it before. My Fire Stick doesn't have the voice. It doesn't have the field on it, but I have an Echo Dot in my room, so I actually can control all that stuff with it. I don't have it set up yet, but I could set it all through the Dot, so I could come in here and I could say, not going to say it.
Yeah,
I could say turn on TV.
That's a close one.
And it would turn on the TV. Now it says that function doesn't appear to be available because I don't have it hooked up. But yeah. I could do all that, yes.
And I don't know if... So I think the problem with the stick is it doesn't have the IR also.
Yes, right.
So you can only turn on stuff that's attached to a smart plug.
Yes.
But yeah, those aren't bad questions. I was expecting way worse. Because I think when you first get in a smart home, you're not even sure what can and can't be done.
Right, that's the questions I'm having.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I don't even can I control my entire house or like is just one thing. Like, I was so overwhelmed when I first started in the best way because I was like, I don't know what I need. I need everything. I need it all.
One thing I am a little disappointed in Luna in. I looked it up. It does not appear to work with my Fire tablet.
Yeah, it only works with, I think, eight and older.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I have a 7.
Yeah, so here's what I think's weird about that, is it works in any browser.
Right.
So I would try it. I almost bet it does work on yours. You just can't get, like, the Luna app, maybe.
Maybe. I'll try it.
Yeah. What are those little round plugs?
Smart plugs.
Don't get those ones.
Those are like generic ones. Don't get those.
See, there's that Amazon smart plug right there, Gerald.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. It's like $20. You can find it on sale all the time for like $14.
Yeah, same thing with the TP-Link ones we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, so with smart home, most expensive, not always the best. Cheapest, definitely not the best.
Right. Yep.
I would say that's a good rule of thumb.
Now, with me, just about everything in my house is on surge protectors because my house is old.
Yeah. So it won't make any sense to turn your entire surge protector on and off, but you could plug that into a surge protector, but you're starting to get into a fire hazard.
Right.
As a guy who has a fire hazard, you're starting to turn into one.
You'd be getting there.
I got plugs into plugs. I get it. My house ain't even that old, and I got that issue. I got too much shit plugged up is what the problem
I try to avoid all that. I try to stay right out of that.
Now, I want to be clear. I don't look like the ones you see on the internet where people are like, oh, my God.
It's like 47, like somewhere... an extension cord into a surge protector, just a power strip.
But I want to be clear that I'm somewhere between that and normal, though.
Oh, I have way too many surge protectors.
Yeah, I'm somewhere between, like, that rat's nest and what normal people's houses look like.
Right. And the thing is I probably don't even, you know, what I need, I have so much stuff to plug up.
Yeah.
That I have to get, at minimum, a power strip.
Yeah.
But I don't want any of my shit to blow up or not work. So why not spend the extra on a surge protector? It's essentially a power strip with surge protection in it.
They also make, Gerald, they make smart surge strips as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now.
Okay, yeah, so they make those as well that you can do. I like the octopus one there to give you room for your bigger transformers there that you got to plug in.
Yep.
I have one of those as well that I would be willing to part ways with.
You have a smart one?
Mm-hmm.
I do not. I would like one.
We'll talk off the show. We'll do like a private auction for you guys. yeah, I like that one. Is that by a brand that makes sense, or is that some nonsense?
That one's for...
No, just some nonsense.
That's for outdoor, too. That's an outdoor smart plug surge protector.
I like that.
That's a good style.
I got the GE outdoor ones. I got one GE outdoor one, and then I have the Vivitar outdoor ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some of those that we could talk about, too.
There's a TP-Link one.
Oh, yeah, that TP-Link one looks like a normal-ass surge protector, too.
Yeah.
The footprint's pretty good on that.
The Casa, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So anyways, video games.
We should do it, yeah.
Yeah. Look, the news sucks. The show sucks.
By the way, I'm about 35 hours into Valhalla.
So I'm about 4 still, so.
Mm.
The damn controller didn't work. I don't know if you guys want to revisit that or not. but let's talk about the reason you're probably here if you haven't left already. Like 40 minutes in, you're welcome. We played some games. We're going to talk about some games. Look, it's the holidays. Things are weird. 2020 has been kind of shitty, in case you guys don't know.
Yeah.
And all the news was like, leftover Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals. So I'm like, I don't know what to pull here. So it's fine that we just talked about vacuums. That's a long way of me telling you, like, this show sucks. That's a good title for it, because we talk about vacuums.
Vacuums, like, and ladders.
I'll probably call it this show sucks, and then you'll realize I'm not meaning the show. I am, but I also mean the vacuum talk.
This show in particular sucks.
This show sucks, yeah. Let's talk about the news. You can support us at patreon.com, because we try to get some sponsors this show. Don't know how it's going to go now. But if Little Giant, Amazon, and who was the other one?
For the vacuums? Oh,
no, I threw out three sponsorships.
Oh, yeah. Was it Amazon?
Little Giant. And what was the other one? They're not going to sponsor. You can't remember them.
I know. There was another one.
Gerald, what was the third one?
I don't remember
either.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, my God. What kind of producer are you? I failed.
We just lost the sponsor. We started with Little Giant.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amazon was last, because I said we could work you in the middle of the show, but I don't remember what we were going to close the show with. It's real unfortunate. Shout out to them, whoever they were. But let's get into the news.
I feel like it'll come to me.
Yeah, so you can support us, patreon.com/GameStitch. Holidays are tough, COVID, all that stuff. If you don't have money, don't worry about it. Tell your friends, family, and the third sponsor about us. Free games for December 2020 through PS Plus. We'll start there. Available December 1st through January 4th. We have Just Cause 4, Rocket Arena, Worms Rumble, and Bugsnax is still available on the PS5 version only if you have that. Remember, you can claim Bugsnax without a PS5 if you do it through the browser.
Why do I feel like Just Cause 4 has been on PS Plus before?
I think it has been too. I don't know. That's the first thing I thought. Also, this list sucks.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now that Microsoft doesn't get much better.
Oh, really? Because this first one sounds splendid to me.
I know. From December 1st to the 31st on the Xbox One, we've got The Raven Remastered. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
December 16th to January 15th on the Xbox One is Bleed 2. December 1st to the 15th on the 360 is Saints Row Get Out of Hell.
What's happening?
Some motion at the front door.
I thought you muted that.
I did, but apparently I didn't mute it on my tablet.
Oh my gosh, you got too many devices. You got to scale back right before the show started. Dan's like, let me mute this so it doesn't go off during the show. Now look.
And lastly, we have stacking from December 16th to the 31st of the Xbox 360. Listen, these games suck.
Yeah, they do suck. Now I will.
And my problem is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Too many devices.
The games suck, but here, I know we're being sort of hard on it. This Raven game looks like trash. It could be great, though. I don't want to speak too soon. I don't know. It looks better now that I'm seeing some of this. Is this a stealth game? I don't want to play it. These lists suck. It's December. I get it. Now, we're going to finish with the Stadia Pro games. Now, I do think this list is better. Into the Breach, which is super, super popular tactics game. Monster Jam, Steel Titans, Everspace, Secret Neighbor, Hitman 2, and Kine. Kine is interesting to me. Hitman 2 is still, I think, a $60 game at this point. So that's a pretty big deal. And Into the Breach is something that people talk about forever and forever. So I think that list is better. Now, I'll tell you, it's tough for us to talk about Game Pass and... It will be tough for us to talk about Luna, because games are going to rotate in and out of those services.
Right.
So I understand that we're not giving you the full list of all the free stuff. We also don't talk about what's free on Epic Game Store and all that stuff. I get it. But, you know, we do the lists that are, I think, make the most sense to compile each month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and it's impossible to do it with some of those other services.
Yeah, because we'll be talking about what's coming on this date and that date. It just gets too confusing. So I'll take it into consideration, but as of now, I think we're going to kind of keep it at these three. I thought this
sense.
Next story was interesting and not surprising at all. I'll tell you the interesting part after I tell you the story, but Rockstar is officially breaking out Red Dead Online from Red Dead Redemption 2. That means you'll be able to buy the game. By the multiplayer mode of the standalone product for both PC and consoles. That's the part that's interesting. It's not going free to play.
Right.
You have to buy Red Dead Online if you want to play it standalone. I thought that was odd. The new standalone version of Red Dead Online launches December 1st, and it'll cost $20. However, the first few months of availability from launch will be 75% off, selling for just $5 as an online game. So now through February 15th, it will be $5. It's a good price.
It is a good price. But the whole thing's weird. Yeah, not going free to play. It's going to be this much, but when we first launch it, you're getting it for almost nothing. Weird.
Yeah. GTA Online is still not separated from the game itself. The standalone version of GTA Online is on the way for 2021, but it looks like Red Dead Online is going to hit first.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I wonder if maybe Red Dead Online obviously isn't as profitable as GTA Online, maybe?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
This is why they're doing it this way?
Yep. Interesting. I think it's weird it's not free. I don't know why you still make it free and rely on the microtransactions, because it's full of microtransactions.
Yeah, it is weird. I don't know.
We've got an update on douchebags and dumbasses here.
Because that's what we do. These fucking assholes. Everybody's an asshole.
New segment, douchebags and dumbasses.
Douchebags and
PS5
dumbasses.
Players are selling their PlayStation Plus collection. And this is a problem for Sony. Big shock here. But let me walk you through what they're doing here. PS owners offer to claim PlayStation 5 Plus collections for a PS4 owner. PS4 owner gives the login details to the PS5 to claim their games. PS5 owner signs back out of the account after claiming the games. Now the PS4 owner changes their password and they have access to forever for the PlayStation Plus collection.
Yes.
It turns out Sony not a fan of this. So much so, they're now banning the people's PS5 account who've done this.
Huh. Shocker that they're not a fan of this.
This is just on here as a PSA if you thought this was a good idea. So, yeah. If what I just said there didn't make sense, PlayStation Plus collection is a thing that you have access to on PS5. What people are doing is selling the access to that through various marketplaces, eBay, things like that, Facebook. And people are paying money to have access to the game collection on PS4 without having PlayStation Plus.
Right.
I told you how to do it. Don't do it. That's how people are doing it. And then people are like, what the heck? I got banned. It's like, well, yeah, you can't sell something that's not yours. That just works that way in all of life. Not specifically in this case. Just everything.
Yes. I mean,
sell
there
Dan's car for him.
There's not many places in this world you will find that is not considered a crime of some sort.
I can't sell your car for you without your knowledge and then keep all the money for myself.
Right. And
that's just not how that works.
Yes.
So don't be a dumbass or a douchebag and sell. And if you're the people buying this, for God's sake, stop.
Yeah.
You're part of the problem. And also, I'll go on a quick rant here. The reason people are paying $2,000 for PS5s is because people are paying $2,000 for PS5s.
Right.
If you all fucking stop, they would all be $500.
Yes. Yep, I had this discussion with someone earlier this week, so.
My
rant's over. I've done my rant. I didn't get to do it on here.
Yeah, if every single person that wanted a PS5 would only pay $500, they would cost $500.
Right.
I know that takes a lot to let that sink in, because what I'm saying doesn't make any sense, because they're $2,000 right now. If you would only pay $500, if everybody could agree to only pay $500, they would all be $500.
Yes.
So please stop paying $2,000.
Especially in this time of bots and stuff where people are just spending $10,000 and buying PS4s and then selling them for PS5s and then selling them for the $2,000 that we're speaking of. The reason you can't get your hands on one is not because they're that scarce. It's because the scalpers are buying them all up using bots and then selling to you at three times the price. And more importantly, you're buying them at three times the price. Like a moron. Don't do that. Because if you
don't do that,
you know what happens? They can't be sold at three times the price. They can only be sold at the price.
So if these sons of bitch that Dan's talking about buy $10,000 worth and they're all not selling, the price will fall rapidly because they can't afford to have the $10,000 gone.
Right.
So the reason they cost $2,000 is because you're paying $2,000. just stop. You shouldn't pay overpriced for anything unless you need it to keep your house running. Like, you got to get your HVACs fixed and it's too expensive. Like, it is what it is. You can't freeze to death.
Right.
You can wait on a PS5. It will eventually be the normal price.
Yes.
Because people know I play video games. They're like, if you had one, would you sell it for $2,000? I would sell yours for $2,000. I'd be one of these douchebags and dirtbags. I would sell yours for $2,000. You're insane if you won't sell your $500 machine for $2,000. However, you shouldn't, and people shouldn't pay that for it.
More importantly, people shouldn't pay it. If I had an extra one, I would not, no.
No, but if someone walked up to you and said, Dan, I know you have a PS5, I'll give you $2,000 for it. You're going to be like, all right, you want me to bring it by, or are you picking it up?
Yeah, I would be. You're right.
Yeah, which one works for you? I mean,
but I would not be like, this is how much I am charging for this.
Correct, right. Yeah, I would also do the same. I would not sell it actively, but if someone just was like, hey, will you take this for it? The answer is yes.
Now, to be honest, I'm sitting here. I have an empty Mountain Dew bottle in my hand. If someone came up to me and said, I will give you $2,000 for that, I would sell them this for $2,000 too. However, I would not list an empty Mountain Dew bottle on eBay for $2,000.
Yeah. I love that Fire Cube I was just talking about. If you want to offer me $300 for it, it's yours.
Right.
If for some reason you like paying more than things cost new. And so that sounded silly when I said that. I know everybody's like, okay, we get it. But you don't, because you're paying $2,000 for a PS5.
Right. You don't get it.
How much is that Mountain Dew? $1.29.
Yeah.
Dan will sell you one that has never been drank, full to the brim, for $3 all day. And that sounds stupid because Mountain Dew doesn't cost $3. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Neither does a PlayStation 5 doesn't cost $2,000.
Right.
Just stop. I know they're like, well, my son wants it for Christmas. Well, then stop. The same amount's available whether he wants it for Christmas or not.
All right. My dad used to have an old saying. I don't know if I've said this before. About the wants. My kid wants one for Christmas. Yeah. Remember my dad used to tell me when I was... My dad's not the most politically correct guy. He's a little old school. He can be a little crude and a little crass sometimes. My dad used to tell me, well, you know what? Why don't you put your wants in one hand, take a shit in the other one, and see which one fills up first?
Yeah, I've heard my grandfather didn't say that, but I started to say that. I almost lied and said my grandfather used to say that, but I've heard that saying for a long time. You can shit in one hand and wish in the other and see which one gets filled up first.
Yeah, and
spoiler alert, it's like, always a shit hand.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For those that haven't done the experiment for themselves, always the shit hand. For anyone out there that's not done the research.
However, perhaps you're a little more intelligent than you let on, and you don't have to actually do the experiment because you understand the pretense of how it will end.
No, that's not how science works. You have to do the experiment. You have to be like, I shit in my hand, and you're right,
but
Dad.
But no, the simple fact that that's a saying means someone already did, all right?
Yeah.
If you have to do it again, there's a problem.
As much as I love that, people don't talk to their kids that way anymore.
They don't.
And I love that. I love that. There's something so soul-crushing about that statement.
It's a real life lesson.
Yeah. The amount of don't give a fucks in that statement about what you want. Right. It's so soul crushing that I love that that's a thing that we used to just say. I used to hear that on the regular.
The thing is, it's necessary to, in my mind, I guess, that maybe not saying it that way. I don't have a problem saying that way. I understand some people don't. But the sentiment behind it is an actual lesson that children need to learn and understand.
Yeah, like... The watered down version that I usually use is, that's not how real life works.
Right.
I want all kinds of things that I don't get on the regular.
Right.
It's good to want those things. It's not good to expect those things.
Right.
And so like, I probably say 10 times a day, that's not how real life works, because I need to rein people back in to whatever it is.
That's not how any of this works.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone the other day that was like, hey, I have to leave. I have to leave work because I've got to do this. Well, that's not how this works.
Exactly.
You're working. You can't just leave work.
Right.
What would you do if you worked anywhere else and they wouldn't let you leave? Why wouldn't leave? Then why are you leaving here?
Yes.
You know, that's... I could hit them with a shit in the hand statement, but I feel like that gets me fired with HR. So there are ways to use this, but to family and friends, I think you use the full, the real saying.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. But you're right. If you always get, like, if little Johnny always gets the thing he wants and always puts on his list, he's not ready for life.
Right.
He's not ready for the real world.
Right. You are grooming him for failure.
Because what he needs to do is rip that PlayStation 5 size box open to realize he got a weighted blanket. This Chris isn't going to pan out like you thought. You know? You need a little bit of that in your life. Yeah. For anyone that's not ever been through that.
Give him a PS2 and a PS3 and call it a PS5.
Yeah. Yeah, you do the math, Johnny. You've been sucking at algebra. But, you know, those are...
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many Christmases where I opened a thing, sure, it was the thing I wanted, and it was not.
And it wasn't. Right.
I asked for a dirt bike for 5 years in a row. I'm 34 years old and have never owned a dirt bike.
I'm the same way with a four-wheeler.
Yep. So, I mean, my parents love me, and I had a pretty good childhood. I still have yet to get that dirt bike. My mother has since passed away, and my dad's a cheap ass. The likelihood that they give me that dirt bike is getting smaller each year.
Right. Yeah, it's not happening at this point. You might as well just probably not gonna.
He got me socks last year.
You can buy yourself one. You got socks last year?
He got me socks last year.
Oh, socks. Yeah.
Socks. The likelihood that I'm gonna all of a sudden get a PS or a dirt bike, unlikely. And also, if at this point he bought me a dirt bike, I'm like, ooh, didn't still want that.
Right.
Should have communicated better. The list had been updated since then. I didn't still want. I want tools now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Not a dirt bike.
Yeah. This was cool 30 years ago. Yeah. Little behind the times there, Pops.
The best choice they made was not giving me the dirt bike.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't need one.
I mean,
I didn't need one.
I didn't need one. I didn't need a four wheeler. I still don't need a four wheeler. I still want one.
Yeah, yeah, you've pivoted.
But I don't need it.
You've pivoted to like, I don't need it, but I'll still take it. Whereas I'm like, I don't need it. Please don't buy me a dirt bike.
Anybody wants to buy me a four-wheeler, that's fine. However, I'm only paying what it's worth.
Listen, Honda, if you're listening, you want to sponsor the show. It just takes 3 UTVs or ATVs. And we'll get you a segment. We'll replace whoever it is we forgot earlier.
Yeah.
They're gone. Yep. They're out.
Turns out we got a spot open.
Yeah. They're out. Can't remember them, so they're gone. It was 3-something. That's all I know. Last story, Super Mario Maker 1 online shutter. Blah, 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 blah.
Should I take this?
No, that's it. That's the whole story. No,
you good? You back together?
Online servers are being shut down. I wanted to say shuttered so hard. The online servers are being shut down for Super Mario Maker 1. This will be effective March 31st, 2021. Ahead of these features shut down, Nintendo is also delisting Super Mario Maker from the Wii eShop, so you will no longer be able to purchase the digital copy of the game through the system storefront as of January 12th, 2021. So, I mean, it's still going to work. The game's still going to be playable. You just won't be able to play through courses that were previously uploaded. Anyone who has already purchased the game digitally on the system will be able to re-download it, even if it's delisted from the store. This doesn't really matter, as Super Mario Maker 2 is still available with the servers full force. But just a little PSA for anybody who's still banging out Mario Maker 1.
Right.
They're shutting it down.
Going away.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you're like, I wanted the servers to stay up, time to run Dan's experiment.
That's right.
You take that Mario Maker 1 comment and put it in one hand. You take a big steaming pile in the other and tell me which one's heavier. Solid show.
But yeah.
Yeah, real good one.
This was either one of our best shows or one of our worst shows, probably, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, if you just remove that first option where it was a good show, it was definitely.
Because we knocked out some knowledge in this.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The people who don't get that are still not going to get that.
That's true.
Yeah. When you try to tell, we explain to people, you don't get everything you want, but they don't understand any concept of that because they always have.
Right. No, I understand.
So. If 2020 hasn't already taught you a lesson, you shouldn't expect anything under the tree. The fact that you still have hope to get a thing that you want is blowing my mind. So, you know. I don't know. I say, you see people are stealing the PS5s and replacing them with like air fryers and shit in the box.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Can you imagine the level of disappointment that you thought you finally got one and there's an air fryer in the box?
It's still shitty. It doesn't matter. Or
cat litter.
Yeah, cat litter is fucked up.
Yeah, that's
an air fryer. At least it's something.
Yeah, but even better if you have a kid, just get the box for the PS5 and do that to them.
Yeah, that's a good lesson too.
Yeah, give them. Now my parents never did that.
Mine didn't either.
That's a whole level of cruelty that I don't even know if I can get behind. Because when you're like, woo, and then you open it and it's an air fryer, you're like, oh. You're like, oh, that's the house gift. That's for everybody. Everybody's going to use that air fryer. And you're like, why did I open it? If it's not even, I don't want the house gift.
Because you live in the house too.
That's a different problem we'll talk about later, the house gift. Fuck, don't have your kids open the house gift. They don't give a shit.
We never did house gifts.
Yeah, I think that was sometimes my parents' way of just buying the thing that they wanted.
My parents just bought each other the house gifts.
Parents didn't exchange gifts, so really.
Oh, my parents did.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. You should not buy your kid a PS5 for $2,000. I don't care if you have the money.
Nope. I agree with that. 100%.
And if you're one of these people who's like, I'm trying to get a PS5 to flip, you're part of the problem, too. I hope that you only get $500 for yours, and instead you basically had to loan your $500 out for 2 months to get it back. During the holidays when you need the money the most. That's what I hope for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Xbox, same problem. Just not talking about it as much because I'm not actively trying to find one of those as hard. And I'm like half-ass trying to find a PS5 too. Like, if I'm
super
stationary,
half-ass. Like, if I happen to be in a store, I'll look and see if they have one. That's the end of it.
Well, if I'm stationary, like at my desk, I'll pull up the availability tracker that chimes when they come in stock. But I don't I'm not hardcore over it.
I don't even have that tracker.
I put it in the background, just let it run.
Like, I literally can wait until they are available.
Yeah, me too. I will wait till they're available. Like, I will get one when it's easy for me to get one.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to overpay for one. Now, the bundles at GameStop, that's a different story. So, we're talking about paying $2,000, like, it's $800, but it comes with $800 worth of stuff. That's different.
Right.
I don't, unless you want all that stuff, I don't know about those bundles, but at least what I mean is don't pay more than what stuff cost.
Yes. That's why I didn't comment on the bundles because I thought that was pretty clear.
Some of these people are morons.
Okay. Well,
I love you guys, but some of y'all are dumb. I'm just kidding. Don't do it. GameStop could use your help though. God knows they're almost out of business. So maybe buy those bundles.
They're getting there.
I think they're doing better. I don't know.
They're supposed to be doing better. I'm still waiting for the one near me to like look like the cool one in the picture that we had a few months ago.
Oh, yeah. It's never going to happen.
This one still looks like a fucking furry convention.
Yeah, ours looks like a video game store in Hot Topic fucked.
Yeah.
Ours looks like that still.
Yeah, so does ours.
I don't think that'll ever change. I think that's just the way ours looks now. So what's this? Before we close out, can we get a stock update on? I can't read.
It's up to 1608.
Oh God! We should have bought that at $2. We should listen, Dan. Here's what we should have done. We should have taken all the profits that we've ever earned, and haven't reinvested in the show. We should have invested in GameStop.
Okay, well we didn't.
And then we could have expanded the show. We could have got a proper studio.
Yeah, we could have done all kinds of shit, but we didn't.
Yeah, what was the 52-week low on that?
$2.57.
$2.57. Man, damn. Fucked up on that. Bad call. I was so sure they were going out of business, though. You know, I was the most sure that it was going out of business. So.
I mean, come on. No one was going to call the Microsoft partners with GameStop.
No,
thing.
I was so sure they were going out of business.
No one was going to call that.
Stock market's also in good shape right now. My Carnival stock is very high from where I purchased it at. I bought that during the pandemic, so that was good.
What, the Carnival?
Mm-hmm. You can't cruise during the pandemic.
Cruise line?
Yeah. So they got it for like $9 a share, and it's over 20 now.
Nice.
There you go, $21.58.
What do you... we'll have to talk about it. I want to find out what you use.
Yeah, I will. So let me show you the biggest mistake I've ever made. Pull up APPS stock apps. This is the worst mistake I've ever made. So this is Digital Turbine, right? It's $40.42 a share. Uh-huh. I bought this like 4 years ago at $1 a share, but I only bought 10 shares. Just think if I'd have put $4,000 into the Digital Turbine back then. But I'm not. I'm an idiot and bought 10 shares of it at $1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. That's still good stock to buy.
Yeah, if you'd have went with $1,000, that'd be what, $400,000?
No. I don't know how math works, but it would have been more than the $400 I'm making off of it.
It was more than that. It'd be more than that. It'd be no.
It's still a good stock to buy if you guys want a hot tip on a stock. I like Digital Turbine. It's still a good stock to buy at $40. Canopy Growth, don't buy that stock. Fucked up on that one. That's a weed stock. Don't buy that stock. I don't think we're allowed to talk about stocks that we own. I think that's like an FCC deal, so never mind all that. There's no way they made it this far in the show, though. There's no way.
Okay, on that note, we'll close out. Let's.
You can talk about that, right? That's what analysts do. They talk about what stocks to buy. You just can't work at the place.
Yeah,
I don't work
I guess.
At any of those places.
Is this a hobby or just a workplace?
It's a hobby.
Okay.
Should we go publicly traded?
Should we go? Yes.
No.
Nothing more humiliating than go publicly trading and then getting delisted. You have to have a certain valuation to go public anyways.
Right, and we do not.
You can't be worth like $37.
Like as a whole, not per share.
Yeah, total company. Three ways, $37. Thanks for joining us on what is the worst show that we've ever... This show sucks.
This show sucks.
Yeah, which like I'm going to keep. Did you see what I did last week?
I did.
So there's a couple things
remember.
I want to address here. And I got this through a text message. So the movie was 3:10 to Yuma. And I think
yeah.
you called
we
it
said,
5:10.
We
to
said
Yuma.
5:10.
Yeah. I just didn't know at all. I called the show 4:10 to Luna, which I thought was a great name.
I did see that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the 4:10 to Luma.
The 4:10 to Luna.
Yeah, which I thought was fun. Scroll through these episodes. We got the vape box. That was the Xbox where you blow smoke into it.
Uh-huh.
Little Hope is a little on the nose for that one.
It is.
Titan Todd's a great name. I still think it's a good name for like a clothing place. Tool Talk. The Gerald of Euchre is a good one too.
Yes. Safety Dan.
I don't remember what that was about.
Me either.
To buy or not to buy.
Freaking drone.
I don't know what that was about.
The Price is Right. Me either.
The Amazon drone.
Oh, the Amazon drone.
I don't know
Man,
what the
I still want
what's
that
the safety, Dan?
Yeah, I don't remember what that was about. Maybe you were talking about one of the cameras.
Oh, could be.
And the alarm and stuff.
Could be.
Oh, that's funny.
We made it. Starting with a Lie. Ultimate
no
Flex. So Sue Me. No Path Forward.
Robot Face. I don't know what that is, but I'm a big fan of that.
Captain Dan and Mr. Foot. I don't know what that is.
That has to do with OnlyFans, I think. Anytime there's a foot reference, I just assume that harkens back to the...
Well, there's Only Dan's. That's the very next one.
There's one called Dan Part 2.
Yeah.
HR Talk.
Tiny-handed. Chat Time.
I don't know what any of this stuff means. Manimal Crossing is a great name.
Huh.
The Crossing Fever.
Naked Nachos.
Naked Nachos.
Scary Bunny.
No Exotic.
Dan's Dream.
Dim the Lights. Sounds like a porn. Ryan's Awakening. D-Pix. Platinum Gerald. Yeah. Fickle Pickle Pete.
I don't remember that one, but I remember, like, there's a sentiment behind it.
Hey, look, it's a good thing I didn't do that because we had 369 Damn You Fine on here.
That's great.
Yeah. Pitbulls and Podcasts. In the Hole. Delay Day. An Episode a Day.
Toss a Coin to Your Witcher. Operation Missile Toe.
That's good, too. That's another foot reference. There's more foot references than I realize. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Sore Throat and Skeptic. Yeah, these are all...
My Shoes Don't Fit My Shoes?
I don't remember what that was. We also have PB Toboggan and Corny Corn spelled with K's. Wingsuit Weekly.
Cayenne and Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Those sound like the captain names. Now.
The Concrete Closer, and I am the captain now. All right, we got to stop. These names are good, though. If you guys have never listened to our show, just go back and look at the names. McNope.
McNope.
Episode 349, McNope. $5 fill up. There's a pollen politics, too.
What's a barter more?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Episode 343, Industries. I got lazy that week.
Yeah, I guess.
I like center part. I don't know what that means, but I like to think center part in your hair.
It is.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure that's what we're talking about. Passion versus creativity. Oh, that was, yeah. I think that was like a small, real discussion you and
that
I
was
had.
Yeah, that one was, that's not a funny one. That's like a real talk that we had.
Yeah.
The titles are some of my favorite part.
We got some good ones.
Yeah, they're fun. All right, that's going to do it for us. Remember, you can support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch. I had a stroke, just like Thomas and Zach. I had a stroke again.
Zach
did. Golly, what's going on with me?
I don't know.
Thomas, we love you. Zach, we love you. Be safe for the holidays. Don't spend $2,000 on a PS5 or an Xbox Series X.
True story.
Gerald, you got anything to say? You good?
I'm good.
Did you buy anything for Black Friday?
No, where I was at, we had no internet.
Okay. So between the three of us, we bought a vacuum.
I plan on doing some shopping tomorrow.
For the Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday deals.
Which is just Black Friday continued.
Right. Part two.
Hey, while we're talking real quick, they added the haptics and the trigger feedback for... The Last of Us Part 2 in God of War, which I thought was
interesting. I heard that.
Yeah. Didn't pull that story. My bad.
It's fine.
That's going to do it for 411. I almost said 311. Like the band.
Like the band. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably called it that or something. Who knows back then. This is episode 411, and we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.
It's week number two of Gerald being mic'd up and not saying goodnight for everybody keeping track.